The young right whale most likely became entangled in fishing gear and drowned about a week and a half before coming to rest on Monomoy Island. Now, on a warm day close to high tide, a small team of researchers is heading out to conduct a necropsy, an animal autopsy. Brian Sharp of the International Fund for Animal Welfare's Marine Mammal Rescue Team steers a small motorboat with two other team members.
So right now we're heading out of Stage Harbor in Chatham. We're going out to re-examine a dead right whale that washed ashore Thursday of last week. It was first spotted Monday of last week, east of Martha's Vineyard.
This is the second necropsy the team will be performing after a larger group examined the body a few days before. As dunes and beach houses fly by, Sharp directs the boat towards where the whale's carcass was last seen. This particular death is of a male right whale that was about 30 feet long. The team worries that because of how small it appears, it could have been a juvenile or a calf.
One of the big questions that was asked is we're trying to narrow down the age of this animal.
When the animal was first found, its tail fin or fluke was missing, which made getting an accurate length difficult. Sharp hopes the whale hasn't been taken back out to sea by the tide. They're looking to collect some of the end vertebrae to give them a better sense of the whale's original length and therefore its age. We pull up to Monomoy Island and see along the shore a pile of dark debris. The whale.
Over on shore, to the left. That's it? All right, so it did make one call.
The boat docks as close to shore as it can go, and the team hikes the rest of the way through the shallow water. As we approach the whale, a heavy, sour smell fills the air, though no one on the team seems to be put off.
So this is what's left of the whale. So you can see we opened the animal up, and it was presented ventrally, so it was stomach up. And so what we did was made incisions down the center line, meaning we cut back all of the blubber from the muscle.
They inspect the whale's head as well, part of which is missing.
Any chance we can move this mandible, you think, if we lift up and over?
Where are we going, this way?
Yeah, if we can move it that way. 1, 2, 3.
Can you see it?
Sarah Sharp, the veterinarian on the team and the wife of Brian Sharp, begins to cut into a part of the whale's lower jaw.
So basically she's doing a cut down. So she's cutting through the soft tissue so that way we can look at the portions that are remaining of the head.
She uses a long knife that doesn't look too different from a knife you might have in your kitchen.
It's really leathery and dried from the sun, so it makes cutting through it a little more challenging.
That's the sound of the knife cutting through tough skin, then blubber, then bone. She notes that the markings on its right fin indicate it might have become entangled, not been able to come up for air, and drowned.
So we know it's a young male right whale. Like I mentioned, his blubber was fairly thin, so kind of poor body condition. Actually, the organs were fairly well preserved. Oftentimes in the right whale, you open them up and it's hard to discern which organs are which, but we are actually able to do a pretty thorough exam on the inside.
In 2017, 17 right whale deaths were recorded and just 5 calf births. This year, there were no births. The result of today's examination suggests this was indeed one of the calves born last year.
Each whale is just emotionally heavy, and especially a young animal too, obviously never reached any reproductive maturity. Not contributing back to that population at all is really upsetting.
But she hopes that the team's work can give some clues as to how researchers can better help conservation efforts.
Every dead whale, especially right whales, we feel like it's our duty to learn as much as we possibly can from each carcass. So even though this is, not your most pleasant way to spend a day, we just don't want to leave any data on the table. So we feel a responsibility to try to figure out what happened to these animals and understand how we can better protect them.
Sharp and the team head back after collecting part of the spine, the contents of its stomach, and a liver sample. They hope that this information can help point to answers about the right whale's decline before it's too late. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tam.
Go ahead.